You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Well, they turned that super collider on. The Large Hadron Collider is online today there in Europe between Switzerland and France, chasing the next Big Bang. So, I mean, if the world ends tomorrow, and nobody believes that it's going to, but if it does, what's on your to-do list?
Hello, my name is Doris Barton. If the world ended tomorrow, I would go visit my parents. They're 86 years old, and I would tell them I love them and see if I could spend the day with them. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, but would you tell them that the world is ending tomorrow? Would you let them in on your little secret? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Well, the Olympics are over, but the Paralympics are in full swing in Beijing. Scott Rogers is joining us now from Beijing. He's the team captain of the U.S. Paralympic fencing team. That's wheelchair fencing. This is his third Paralympics. Picked up a bronze in 2004, hoping to top that in epee and foil this year. Scott, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
You know, I'm in a quickie titanium wheelchair right now. What are you rolling around in?
Actually, I'm not rolling around. I sort of hobble around.
You're hobbling around.
I'm hobbling around.
Yeah, so you're just lording it over on me there. Thanks a lot, Scott. What's it like to do wheelchair fencing? How is your chair different when you actually do Paralympic fencing?
The chair has it's probably a little taller than the chair you're rolling around in, and it's we have a side piece on the left side. For me, at least, I'm right-handed. The lefties have one on the other side, and there's also a handle to hold on to so that when we lunge across at our opponents, we don't fall out and hit the floor.
And the chair is actually fixed to the floor during the actual competition, right?
That's correct. It's fixed to a frame, which both participants are in, and keeps the distance fixed between us and keeps us from falling out on the floor.
Now, depending on the event in the Paralympics, often the excitement about the Paralympics is that there is an athletic dimension of the disability in the event that increases the sense of excitement and athleticism that often makes a disability sport or a Paralympic sport more exciting to watch than a traditional athletic sport. How does that manifest itself in fencing?
Well, in fencing, in the able-bodied world, they're able to run up and down the strip, and they can separate and keep or make the distance wider. In wheelchair fencing, we can't change the distance. The distance is fixed at the beginning of the bout, and so the only way for us to change the distance is by leaning our body, and we must keep our rear ends in the seat at all times. And so it ends up being more exciting because there's a lot more blade work and a lot more action in very close quarters.
A lot more blade work. I love that. So it's actually like a fencing match where the two fighters are in each other's face the whole time.
Pretty much. We're perfect distance the whole time. So it makes it, you have to be defensive all the time. There's no time to sit back and rest.
All right. So who are favored? I mentioned your bronze in 2004, but who are favored? Who are the tough teams in wheelchair fencing?
The Chinese team is tough. The Hong Kong team will be tough. The French team is tough. Hopefully we're going to be tough. And the Polish team is tough. There's a lot of tough guys out there.
Well, of course the French team is tough. I mean, they invented this, right?
This is their sport.
So they say.
Yeah. Yes. Now, you know, if I roll down the street here in New York with a sword in my lap, you know, I'll get a lot of attention. Do you ever wander around with your fencing apparatus when you're at home?
Not too much. Most of the time when I'm wandering around the streets of San Diego, I have it tucked away in my bag.
And what advantage do you have? What do you think you do as a fencer that gives you an advantage?
For me, I think it's a chess game. I think there's some guys, a lot of guys that are stronger than I am, a lot of guys that are faster than I am. I like to think I'm able to be more tactical and smarter than my opponents.
Do you have a preference, epee and foil?
Typically, I'm mostly a foilist. I train in foil most of the time, and then I fence epee as a secondary weapon. Although I fence epee, my epee results have been slightly better than my foil results. So,
you know, there's been a lot of talk among people with disabilities who are athletes that the support for the training for the Paralympics is minuscule compared to that for the traditional Olympics. And while it might be expected that there would be some disparity, there's really no excuse for the lack of support for disabled athletes. What's your view of that?
Well, it's a tough one to go. I know I talk to our able-bodied fencing athletes, and they get some support, but fencing's not a sport that gets a lot of support either way. For the most part, what I've seen is that once you perform, you get a little bit of support, but you're pretty much supporting yourself. Unfortunately, we're not track and field or basketball or sort of a headlining sport in the U.S., so we tend to get a little less support.
So what's the most exciting event that you've seen in any of the Paralympic sports so far? I know you're focused mostly on the fencing, but I imagine you've been able to see some of the other events take place.
We have. We went to watch the swimming yesterday, and I saw a guy with no arms swim the backstroke, which it's quite amazing.
Yeah, I don't think I can even imagine that.
I know. We got a guy come out with no arms and go down the pool, and I was just wild.
Is there a no-arm category for backstroke, or is he just competing along with everybody else?
He's just competing along with everybody else. In his category, there were some guys with arms and some guys with no arms and some guys with no legs. It was crazy.
Well, guys with arms, no arms, legs, no legs, women, men. It's the Paralympics. Yeah. Scott Rogers, thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Rogers is the team captain of the U.S. Paralympic fencing team. We wish him the best. He won a bronze in 2004, hoping to do better than that in Beijing this year. And now headlines from Femi Oke.
Thank you very much. Coming up to 21 minutes to the top of the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.